Here is the latest news on LPFM. While the lame duck Senate has reconvened to work on the budget, LPFM has been given the back burner in light of the battle for president. Who ends up in the White House could directly affect how low-power FM radio progresses. While the Senate is busy trying to get their candidate in office, the current president has sent a message to Congress by vetoing the budget appropriations bill that contains anti-LPFM legislation. As it stands now, LPFM is in limbo, just like the next presidential administration. Meanwhile, the FCC is still sorting through the estimated 1,200 current LPFM applications that have already been received. The FCC has also been ordered to delay any new announcement for upcoming filing windows. The third filing window, which was to have already been announced, was put on hold along with the remaining windows. It's not known how many LPFM construction permits will be granted, regardless of the NAB and NPR's congressional move to quell community radio. The U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia was slated to hear oral arguments on November 28th in regards to a lawsuit the NAB brought against the FCC over LPFM. The NAB has also said they may drop the suit depending on the outcome of the anti-LPFM legislation still pending in Congress. LPFM supporters should be writing letters to President Clinton asking him to veto any appropriations bill that contains anti-LPFM legislation. Senators on the Commerce and Justice Committee should also be contacted and urged to remove Senate Bill 3020 from the appropriations bill and give it due process. Tell them they are not doing their job representing the people because they are too busy listening to the soft money from lobbyists and large corporations. You should ask your congressional representatives why they are trying to protect the corporate interests instead of the public's. Trent Lott should also be sent your letters and phone calls, as he has helped to orchestrate sliding the anti-LPFM legislation through as a rider on the Commerce, State, and Justice Appropriations Bill. Be sure to bookmark partytown.com/CMP for more information at the corporate media portal.